It's Mike Shope.
This guy's a real jerk.
And the Bulldog.
I'm sort of anal retentive, OCD kind of whack job.
On WGR.
I just checked. Was this a mistake? I just checked the
Probably
reverse.
Probably it was you.
I don't even know what it is yet.
No.
Was it a mistake that you thought a credenza was? No, never mind. We just been spending the last 15 minutes talking about what we think a credenza is. I talked to Trista today, off the air, and she like apparently is into restoring furniture and selling it. And she used the word credenza, which I just couldn't be like, what's that?
So you didn't, but I took a guess.
Yeah.
And I was off.
You were off.
I was off. I mean,
I did not take a guess, but I would have been off had I taken a guess.
Yeah.
It's like this big, wide dining room thing with drawers.
Yeah.
There's got to be something about it that makes a credenza a credenza. Just don't ask me what that is.
I don't know.
Ask Trista.
But I think I found out that I have a credenza.
Yeah, I think I do too.
In my dining room. I think.
What a great day.
Right.
We both have credenzas.
And my wife, I mean, she doesn't flip this stuff anywhere, but she, we had this stuff that was sort of, 80s looking finish on it. Like just not our vibe at all for what we would want, and it just was in the dining room for years. It kind of matched our dining room table. And so, okay, fine. But my wife got really just annoyed by the way the stuff looked. So she sanded it down and refinished and painted it in this sort of antique white distressed style that makes it look, like something not from the 80s. It makes it look like something maybe from the 1880s, which it definitely is not. But that credenza has what I believe is called a hutch on top of it. That is tall, taller than me, sitting on the credenza.
I know a hutch.
Credenza is about waist high, I'd say maybe.
Yep.
And then the hutch is head high for me.
Well,
and that's got just doors on it, and we keep the fancy plateware and stuff in there for when we have a big Thanksgiving party or
you're
something.
Saying a lot right here.
Yeah. And the credenza's mostly become there's just junk in it.
Yep.
It's not really related to party throwing or the dining room really itself. There's just a bunch of junk in the drawers. Every time I need a AA battery.
Maybe it's in there.
Check one of the drawers on the credenza. Not that I've ever called it a credenza, but now I will.
You say what? The table in the dining room.
I would just call the whole structure the hutch.
Okay.
Well, not really realizing that the bottom part had a different designation.
Well,
but I feel like I've learned something.
We've all just learned a lot.
Yeah, I feel good about that. So now I can, with a lot of pleasure and maybe even some mystery, when the kids say, hey, where's this thing? And I'll say, maybe look in the credenza.
I think we should all do that.
And they'll go, what's the credenza? I'm like, you don't know what a credenza is?
Weren't you listening?
What kind of a job did I do raising you? Everyone knows what a credenza is.
Well, they do now.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
So.
What I was going to say I was just checking the reverse AFC power rankings earlier, just wandering around the spacious studio in which we work. And there it is posted on the wall, as usual. Denver is number 7. What is going on? Did that seem wrong? Did that seem right? I've been into Denver a little bit, but last week I was put in my place.
They don't belong in a playoff spot.
They're playing a team tonight that is, their entire offense is injured. And they're favored by 3.
Yeah.
Against a team of backups.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm a little bit carried away there.
Yeah.
But.
Well, sometimes it just falls that way. I won't cop to having forgot about Denver. Unless maybe I'm guilty of, because I have the standings open while we do this. And they're high enough up because they're 3-2 going into tonight, are they not?
They're 3-3 now.
3-3. Okay, sorry. So they're not at the bottom. They're sort of in. They're sort of in the mix around.
They're in the hunt.
Yeah. So I might have not thought about them lower because their record is better than so many teams.
I'd like to take a temperature check on the AFC because for a long time it's been just how deep it is, right? I mean, if not, maybe that's not the right word. I mean, elite teams, the Bills, obviously, Kansas City, Baltimore, maybe Houston. There are teams at the top. Is Denver like a playoff team? The Chargers, the Steelers, the Jets, the Dolphins, the Colts?
Somebody's going to have to be in the playoffs besides the Bills, Texans, Chiefs, and Ravens.
Three teams.
Right. I'm not sure who those are going to be right now.
Is it? Remember that one day we did the Super Wild Card Weekend matchups and like got standings out and set it all up? Yep. Now the NFC was incredible. Like the matchups were, I have it right here. It was Washington, Dallas, Atlanta, Tampa, Seattle, Detroit. I mean, division rivalries. Seattle, Detroit always put up 70, 80 points. Like that, and Minnesota up top. The AFC, though, and this would probably be the same now. The Bills were the four seed. This was maybe last week.
They still are.
Okay. Houston against the Chargers, Baltimore against Denver, there's Denver, and Buffalo against Pittsburgh. This was last week what the playoffs would have been, I believe, last week. Because there's only one page back in my notebook. So that's still about the case.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it mean?
I think it means that, at least as of now, Cincinnati's kind of a fly in this whole mess, too, for like thinking about these mediocre teams. Like, somebody's going to have to make it. The Bengals probably belong more with the group that is at the top four that we rattled off there.
We're not still in reverse mode.
No.
Okay, good, good, good. Let's keep it that way.
I think the Bengals are, even though they are, you know, like 12th in the conference right now at 2-4, I would guess that they unseat Pittsburgh before it's all over, and that, like, so they get out of there. But then I don't know what else. Like, maybe this is what, you know, I'm so hard on the Jets making it, but there's a bunch of mediocrity beyond the top, I think. Beyond, again, I'll put the Bengals there. Maybe there's two spots in the AFC right now that are going to go to teams that I would expect have no shot at winning the Super Bowl. They would just be sacrificed on wild card weekend.
The Chargers are at least one team that reflects this point in the odds. I told Joe Ostrowski, who will be on later, that I was hoping we could get into some of these yes or no to make the playoffs, you know, options. Mm-hmm. The Chargers are minus 175 to make it. Are they 4-2? What are they? 3-2.
3-2.
They have had a bye, I guess, then.
Yeah.
So 3-2. And I think if you just think about that in a vacuum, wow, like really? Even before the season, was this the thought before the season? No. I would say no. The Jets were a top contender. So were the Bengals. The Dolphins were kind of up there.
Mm-hmm.
None of these AFC West teams or even South teams, maybe Jacksonville a little bit, maybe Cleveland a little bit, and before the season, I don't think, I mean, the Chargers were about even money, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And that seemed a little bit ambitious to me.
I agree. I would tell you that there's still plenty of time for this to, for it to land this way. I felt like the Chargers would be in a sort of, like, sure, we're putting our best foot forward, nod, nod, wink, wink. We're just, you know, we're starting over with Jim Harbaugh, and so this will just be kind of an adjustment year, and then we'll, like, try to fill things out more with, once I get to know who I've got and who I like and who I want to replace and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, look, Sean McDermott made the playoffs in his first year with a team that hadn't been in the playoffs in 17 years. So Jim Harbaugh could certainly take the Chargers with Justin Herbert as their quarterback to a playoff spot.
Plus, it was harder then.
Yeah, but I'm not exactly. I wouldn't bet on them to make it yet.
Would you bet on them to not? Because you should, if you would, based on the odds. Like, that's a bet you should make.
Yeah.
I mean, here's another one.
I think I would. Right. I don't think they're one of the seven best teams in the AFC.
Okay, and of course you're entitled to that. I just don't, like, who are the seven best teams in the AFC is kind of the point.
Yep.
And I think I might have to say yes. The Bengals, okay. Like, the odds are the other way on the Jets, even more so on Miami. Miami is 2-3, and they're getting Tua back. Somebody's going. I mean, Pittsburgh is going. With that lead, 4-2,
mm-hmm.
It's not. You can't be a lock. I mean, even the Bills aren't even a lock.
I think maybe I'll go do something with, like, if they're still, now that the season's going, can you still do, like, I don't shop around in this stuff much at all. Like, I throw stuff on games on Sundays and do some hockey stuff during the week. And, like, that's really it. I don't look at the futures once once the games are going. I don't. But so I'm going to ask, I mean, I could look, but maybe you know. Can you still bet on the exact order of finish in divisions at this point?
I don't know.
Like, if you could, I would bet on Baltimore and Cincinnati both. I mean, Baltimore's ahead of Pittsburgh as it is right now. I would anticipate Pittsburgh finishing third in that division and missing the playoffs. I think the Bengals will catch them, pass them, and beat them out.
Okay.
For a spot.
Pittsburgh to make the playoffs at BetMGM, -145. Cincinnati to make the playoffs, +115. They might be the team closest to the middle. Denver is +225. I bet that a couple weeks ago. It wasn't that high either. They lost. The Charger game was costly to them. I guess this is a reflection of that. Also that they're Denver.
Right.
But, you know, I mean,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If we dare to think like this, which I, you know, you do you, but if you put the Bills in at, say, 11 wins, first place, home field, not the one seed, though,
mm-hmm.
they're playing one of these guys,
yeah.
which would be like the fifth year in a row.
It's like last year, playing the Steelers.
It's every year.
Yeah.
They have been a solid favorite at home. Think of the quarterbacks.
Phillip Rivers with Indianapolis that first year in 20. Second year is that?
Mac Jones
and the Patriots. That's the perfect game. And then you've got Skylar Thompson with Miami the following year. And then last year, of course, was Mason Rudolph and the Steelers. Right?
Right. And like, the Bills were big favorites last year and against Miami. Not huge against New England. They lost to New England at home
that year,
that season.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they were big favorites against Indianapolis. I mean, Rivers is in a different class than those guys, but he's older. Is that the last game of his career?
Yeah, I don't think he played again after that.
So it kind of looks like we could be headed there again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure I know like how big a story that would be if, you know, the division winners should be better than at least most of the wild card teams. Sometimes you get that bad division winner who's an underdog at home in one of these games, but it does kind of feel like that's the direction here. I mean, it starts with, I said a lot the last couple of days, you have to be at least relieved, if not impressed, with excited about where the Bills are right now, with or without Amari Cooper, but especially I would say for me with that. They made it through that stretch of night games and road games, three in a row, the injuries they've had, and are a game and a half up with the Dolphins and Jet road games behind them, both wins.
Yep.
Like, it looks good. It would be different if the Dolphins or the Jets even had just one more win. If the Dolphins had beaten Tennessee, you know, we might take them mm-hmm. a little bit more seriously, 3-2. You do have the Bills' dominance over them factoring into that as well. Like, I don't think anybody's ever, like, too worried about Miami.
Sure. I mean, I have a hearty respect for them, but I don't know. Like, these games between now and when Tua actually gets back on the field for them, which I've come to realize is, like, it's going to happen in some way, shape, or form.
It could be next week.
Then I think even one more win for them Like, if they can get to 500, who do they have this week?
Colts.
If they can find a way to do enough on offense to get that game, then to me they're alive. Like, they're, if you know, Tua comes back and he's Tua, you know. Although it wasn't going great with him. I mean, but that's really the it was only two games. I mean, it's the Bills game.
Game and a half.
Okay, game and a half, right. So it's not like there's a huge sample there. And so, yeah, maybe they revert to being, you know, what they've been with him, which is a team that is to be, you know, respected offensively. But the Bills have their number, so I'm not ever really going to feel like I'm going to worry about Miami.
Well, there is a big four right now in the conference. One in each division, as it happens. The Steelers deserve some respect, too. I mean, hello, we're in the playoffs every year. Hi, we're 4-2. Hi.
Right. Changing quarterbacks, but hi.
Changing quarterbacks, and I think I could even justify it. Because it's just they're not that good.
Right.
Fields has not been that good, but they are 4-2. That's what makes it controversial, is that they won by 19 points or something last week. When does a quarterback get pulled after that, you know?
I read that without an injury, man, I don't have the year here, and I don't think I can find it, but it's almost unprecedented that a quarterback, a starting quarterback, healthy, going into week 7 with that record, didn't start the 7th game. Like,
right.
It just does not happen. Like,
right.
You're,
why would it?
You're having a good season, and this, you know, this guy's helped you do it. Well, you know, even if it's an injured established starter,
that's the one scenario where it would happen.
Right. And Wilson is not really that anymore.
If the Bills got to 4-2 with Trubisky and Allen was healthy right now for the first time, who starts?
He's going back in immediately.
So in that scenario,
right,
that would happen. But I guess that hasn't happened very often.
Yeah. Again, I don't know. I don't want to say it's all time, but it's a lot of years is what I read. And I'm sorry I didn't memorize it.
Talking about this on a podcast this week, I thought of Flutie. Like, how the Bills would win games with Flutie, but it was, Jesus, is he good, though? That's Justin Fields. You know, they're winning. Who are they? These are our old conversations that we have to dust off.
Like, how does it
who
look?
Who are you playing? How does it look? I mean, 9 completions. Just, you can't win in the, but you can't win in the playoffs. But how good is the other guy? He's improving. This. That's a really good one. And it's still not, like, remember Ross on Tuesday said, I don't believe the Steelers with Wilson. And they're still, like, couching it.
Yeah.
In consideration. He's in consideration to start this week.
Yeah,
it makes fantasy tricky.
I mean, I caught this thing a couple weeks ago on Sunday Night Football where Tony Dungy, who I believe is very tight with Mike Tomlin, was just raving on a pregame show. It was the week that they had all that extra time, too. I don't know if that played a part in him talking like this. But with the delay of the game, wherever that was.
Pittsburgh,
thank you.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's why he would have been talking to Mike Tomlin. Yeah, it was the Dallas game. And, you know, I'm being told Wilson is, you got to see him throwing the ball in practice. It just looks fantastic. And I thought, that's from Tomlin. Like, he's itching to get Wilson back in. But the weird thing about it is, like, usually a coach feels that from the team in some way, right? Like, why do you take out a guy who's won 4 of 6 games? It's because the guys are watching him in practice, like Tony Dungy maybe, and like, oh, he's really throwing it. He's really spinning it. And this other guy is either not, maybe he's not hurting you, because I don't think Fields is really hurting them with mistakes, but he's leaving plays on the field. And you can find that stuff out there where he just doesn't process well. He's not a fully formed, even after all this time. I'm going to say all this time in the league. I mean, he's had a lot of action, Fields, and he's not really gotten the processing part down yet. He looks very, I think, a lot of times confused. So that could all be playing a part in, you know, guys on the team are watching closely and they think the other guy's better. But I don't know. I mean, 4-2 is 4-2, you know? And Wilson has got such an odd reputation to begin with, it's hard for me to believe that the players really want Wilson, and that's why Tomlin's doing it. And that makes it odd to me. Even odder than it is, irrespective of anything I just said.
I can't figure any of it out. I never thought Tomlin wanted Russell Wilson to be his starting quarterback. I think he was probably relieved that he was injured. It gave him a chance to, I mean, Arthur Smith, too. It gave them the chance to do that. What I think can be said positively about it is if you do, this like almost also never happens, but if you do start Wilson for a stretch of games, they go Jets, Giants the next two. I mean, I don't know what the spread is this week. They'll definitely be favored against the Giants. Chance for 6-2 going to the bye. Whatever. You get a few games and you have both. Then you have been able to see both. How are we better? They don't have that answer with Wilson yet because he's not played. It's just practice. So you'd like to have that. You'd like to know. Mm-hmm. So many of these are light bulbs, like the Flutie Johnson light bulbs for me. You know, you might like to see what. You might like to have seen what Rob Johnson starting really looked like before going into the playoffs.
Right.
In addition to just one throwaway last game of the season that didn't matter.
Right.
That's what the Bills did. Yeah. Like, he played one game at the end of the season. He started games the year before,
mm-hmm.
but that was never his season. In 99, he goes in for the meaningless game,
Indianapolis finale, and throws for 300 yards or something.
Yeah, he's amazing. And imagine that happening. Like, that is just incredible.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you did this and you had the foresight, let's see, you know, we're good, but we think we could be better. And, well, this just fans the flames of the controversy stuff, but that wasn't a problem anyway. Like that, and that's the same here.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has a take on what they're doing.
So. I see the Jets as 2.5-point favorites.
No respect.
In Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's 4-2. The Jets are 2-4. They did just trade for Devontae Adams, and maybe, you know, their season's on the line again.
It kind of feels like, it's funny that Tomlin and McDermott are linked by their past the way they are, because they both just don't get enough credit. There's always some other reason why they win. Or they're not that good. Steelers are never that good. They're just always in the playoffs.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Denver tonight. The top seven. Bottom seven, the reverse.
Despite how it looks right now, the Chargers are in a playoff spot as we sit here. So is Indianapolis, by the way. I don't think anybody from the AFC West is getting in besides KC. I would bet that all day long.
Save that for Joe.
All those teams miss.
Chargers, I think it was plus 140 to miss. Look at the schedule, too. I don't know the schedule. That might tell you something. It does tell you something.
Probably
who they're
does.
Playing.
Yes.
It tells you who they're playing.
That's what the schedule
and
is
when.
For.
And when. All right. Sal Capaccio next. I want to talk to Sal. We'll get an injury update. Also, Amari Cooper on the practice field today, wearing number 18. And maybe a little bit on Ray Davis and what he might have earned on Monday night with his performance. Sal next, then Joe Ostrowski at 4, BetQL Daily. And all the way to 6 o'clock for Sabres pregame. How do they follow up last night? Tonight in Columbus, Paul Hamilton will set things up for us just like last night. 6 o'clock for a 7:05 faceoff. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, back with Sal next. This is WGR.